Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's quick tip is about choosing the best home defense weapon. But before we get into this week's topic, I have a short announcement. I'm not going to be running a seminar this month. I had originally planned on running a crime survival seminar on Saturday, July 25th. That has been canceled. The reason is that Jim Wagner is personally running a week-long course series the following week, July 27 through July 31. Jim Wagner will be teaching at the Newberry Park Athletic Club, which is just 15 minutes up the road from me. So instead of attending my class, I recommend that everyone try to get to one of Jim's full-day courses. I'll actually be dropping in for 2 days of training myself. Okay, on to this week's quick tip. Michael from Virginia wrote and asked, "What would you recommend as a good home defense gun? I'm currently using a Sig Sauer Navy P226 with a Surefire mount next to my bed and a Gun Vault mini standard. Among other guns I own, I also have a Beretta 1200 FP shotgun with a Surefire mount, but this is kept locked away in my safe in my basement. I really like the idea of the Beretta, but I'm concerned about how to go about keeping it readily available, but also secure." Thanks for writing in, Michael. I love these types of questions. They're always fun. The simple answer is, it doesn't matter what type of firearm you keep for home defense. Any caliber weapon above 38 will do the trick. It doesn't matter if it's a shotgun, a handgun, or even a rifle. There are really only two things that matter: keeping the firearm secured and practice. You must keep the firearm secured against theft and against unattended children. Now, just as important, you need to practice with a firearm. If you're unfamiliar with how it works, loading, unloading, clearing jams, in the dark and half asleep, it won't do you much good. And handgun tactics for moving through a home are different from a long gun. I know many self-defense experts and law enforcement officers that keep an M4 carbine as their home defense weapon. Others keep shotguns, and still others keep handguns. It doesn't matter what you choose, so long as you choose something that you're comfortable with and that you practice with. Now, if you do go the long gun route, make certain that you select one with a shorter barrel. Hunting shotguns and rifles have longer barrels, which make it difficult to navigate doorways and corners. Personally, I keep an H&K Compact USP 45 as my defense handgun. Why? Because it's also my carry handgun. When I go to the range or take a class, that is the handgun I take with me. I practice with it constantly. A defensive weapon does you no good unless you have immediate access to it, so you need to balance the security with availability. Now that said, my advice is to err on the side of caution. If you can't secure it away from children in your bedroom, then it has no place being there. Look to an alternative. The last thing I'm going to do is pass on two pieces of advice that one of my firearms instructors gave me. Do not modify your defensive weapon and do not load your own defensive ammunition. Use them straight out of the box. Now, the reason for this is how it might be used against you in court. You don't want to give them anything to say that you built the weapon to kill, or that you even loaded your own ammunition hot to kill, or that you were reckless and negligent in your modifications. Your purpose is self-defense, and a stock weapon and ammunition is sufficient for that. I'm not saying that it's going to be used against you. I'm just recommending that you consider it. So what all this boils down to is that it doesn't matter what type of firearm you keep for home defense. The best weapon is the one that you keep secured and practice with constantly. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Kevin MacLeod.